SBS Radio.
I think it's a really important and critical piece of research that indeed confirms that mangroves and wetlands can be important carbon sinks, and you can use those ecosystems to store carbon and ensure that we reduce or at least not increase emissions. One bit that the research doesn't really talk about is the impact of climate change on top of that. So it is indeed important to try and restore a lot of those wetlands and with that to store more carbon. But with sea level rise, those wetlands are at risk of being damaged again and not being able to survive. So what would be needed in the future is really to allow those wetlands and mangroves to move land inward and to migrate landward. And that, of course, needs quite a bit of planning and management of land. And that can be an issue, especially if there is residential occupation nearby.
Yeah, because that can present a bit of a problem, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely, because people probably don't just want to move for some wetlands. At the same time, of course, we see with sea level rise and more storm surges that it's more risky to live at the coast. So in some areas, people might have to actually move away from the coast because it can be too expensive to protect and build really high walls and things like that. And then sometimes natural values prevail. But in many cases, it will be difficult because so many people in Australia live on the coast or near the coast. So there's not a lot of room for those natural values to evolve and move elsewhere.
Do you predict a mass migration of Australians to the inner regions of Australia?
Well, it's a difficult one. Maybe just like a few kilometres or a few hundred metres landward instead of really the inner lands, because I guess there we would have other issues around drought and heat and things like that. So it will be interesting to see what's going to happen, but I do expect that increasingly it will be too risky and also unaffordable for people to live along the coast because insurance companies are just going to put up rates more and more. So, yeah. It's not going to be the safe place it used to be. Actually, this morning, some research came out. Some of the key authors of IPCC, they said by 2050, coastal risks will increase that much that what is a 1-in-100-year event today, by 2050, that's an event that will happen every year. And that's really quite significant because most of the planning in coastal areas now plans for that 1-in-100-year event. What is a 1-in-100-year event by 2050? I don't even know at the moment what that looks like and how you can even plan for that.
And what would you advise the Australian government to do?
They really need to start taking the science serious. It's really quite clear. The scientific community, again and again, their projections are confirmed. Every year we see what they've projected, and often it's worse than what they projected. So first of all, they need to do that. Then they need to start listening to all the solutions that are out there. There are lots of industries and scientists and experts out there that know how we should transition to a low-carbon economy, because we really need to reduce our emissions rapidly. Plus, we need to start protecting ourselves better because we're already locked into quite some significant changes. I think the current Prime Minister is more hoping for a miracle to solve it because he doesn't show any signs of taking this serious. Actually, he's quite denigrating about people protesting and speaking up about this issue.
And so is Peter Dutton. He wants to arrest everybody that's on a benefit and goes out and demonstrates against the climate.
That's very worrying. It makes me wonder what sort of society we're moving towards. This is a democracy. People have a right to go out on the streets if politicians are not listening and if they're not doing what the people want. Their people have the right to go out on the street. It's starting to be a bit fascist, really, if they want to enforce that.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.